This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Hello, I'm Kate Collin, and today I'm joined by Rebecca Byrne. Hi, Rebecca.
Hello.
Rebecca, how are you feeling today? You look very happy.
Yes, I am very happy, actually. Spring is finally here, and I have to say that the lighter evenings and the sunnier days do indeed make me feel much happier.
That's good to hear, because in the UK and all around the world, the economic recession is really beginning to make life increasingly difficult for many people. So in today's programme, we're going to talk about happiness and where we're likely to find it, especially when times are hard. But before we find out more, I have the question for this week.
Yep, I'm ready.
Which country do you think is the happiest? Is it A, Mexico, B, Denmark, or C, Nigeria?
I would guess Denmark.
OK, well, we'll check your answer later. But for now, I'd like to ask you, what makes you happy?
Generally, I'm happiest, I think, when I'm just hanging out with friends and family. And I like also listening to music. That always makes me happy.
Yes, I agree. I always feel happiest when I'm with friends and family too. But enough about us. Let's listen to the first extract. Can you hear what it is that makes this speaker happy?
What makes me happy is slowing down. I think that we live in a very fast, speedy world, and we often forget to take stock and take time.
He said that slowing down makes him happy. He mentioned the fact that we live in a fast world and we often forget to take stock. This means we should slow down and examine our lives rather than rush through our daily activities, as most of us tend to do.
And what does he go on to say is the problem with happiness?
Well, the problem with happiness is, of course, that sometimes when you are happy, you are infected with the spirit of the fact that it's going to stop. So sometimes you can't enjoy happiness because you know it's going to end.
OK, so he says that the problem is that whenever we are happy, we're always aware of the fact that it's going to stop. So we can't fully enjoy it.
So on to the next extract. We're going to hear the words contentment and satisfaction. What do these words mean?
Well, contentment is when you're pleased with your situation and not hoping for change or improvement. And satisfaction is the feeling of having everything you need or want.
Yes, exactly. Have a listen and tell me, what is this speaker's attitude to happiness?
And I think it is a very good thing to try and aim to be happy. Happiness is a difficult concept. You're aiming for sort of contentment and satisfaction with a few moments of joy.
He says that we should all aim or try to be happy. To him, happiness is contentment and satisfaction with a few moments of joy. Joy means great happiness.
So he thinks that we can't be happy all the time. To be contented with a few periods of true happiness should be enough for us. What else does he go on to say? What two things does he think lead to happiness?
And for me, like most people actually, what the evidence tells you is it's about having good relationships and making time for them. So I'm never happier than when I'm with my wife and child. And also having fulfilling and satisfying work.
He says the things that lead to happiness are good relationships, because he says he's never happier than when he's with his family. And the second thing was having fulfilling and satisfying work. So this means to have a job which you enjoy and feeling you have a useful role.
What's interesting is that he doesn't mention material possessions. What does this mean?
Well, material possessions are things we buy, clothes, houses, cars, TVs. There's a common idea that acquiring material possessions makes us happy.
Yes, many people go shopping and spend money when they feel depressed and think that this will make them feel happier. Have a listen to another speaker to hear what he has to say on the subject.
But again, there's a wealth of sort of evidence about this. Above a certain point, wealth and possessions don't contribute to happiness. Of course, there's a minimum. If you've just lost your job and you can't pay your mortgage, you're going to be miserable. Mm. But above a certain level, and it's actually relatively low in a society like ours, money doesn't actually buy happiness.
Well, he says that there is evidence to suggest that above a certain point, money doesn't contribute to happiness. Of course, there is a basic level of living for which we need money for food and shelter. But as long as we have basics, having lots of material possessions won't make us any happier.
So there we have it. There is indeed evidence to say that money cannot buy us happiness. An important lesson for us all, I think. But let's have a look at some of the vocabulary we came across in today's programme. We had take stock, which means to look at one's life and assess it.
Contentment means to be pleased with your situation and not hoping for change or improvement.
Satisfaction is the feeling of having everything you need or want.
Joy means great happiness.
Fulfilling is meeting all your needs and expectations.
And material possessions are cars, TVs, clothes. They're objects as opposed to abstract ideas such as love or happiness.
And finally, to the question I asked you earlier in the programme, which country do you think is the happiest?
And I said Denmark.
And you were correct. According to various surveys, Denmark is the happiest country. Puerto Rico and Colombia also scored highly, but Britain came in at number 41,
so I think
we've still got some work to do.
Yes, definitely.
That's all we have time for. Until next time, have a happy week. Goodbye.
Bye.